Senate Bill 29, an act to designate areas within the state park system where a park license may be required.
Senate Bill 29, having had second readings, have for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Representative Duenwald.
Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen, we have a bill here that doesn't do an awful lot, just adds about 13 new areas to the game fishing parks, and they're basically run down along the river. It's part of the land we just talked about in the past, the bill that just passed. There was a handout given to you earlier, and you'll notice that all the areas that we're talking about are in this center section on that. And you can see which ones will have a fee that did not. Most of them are presently have a park license fee. One thing you'll be getting rid of is the present time the Corps of Engineers charges a $25 annual fee, $2 daily. You don't have to do both. Now, if you're moving from place to place, be it Corps of Engineers or Game Fish and Parks, you only have to have one license. You don't have to be worrying about two of them. This land is not transferred at the present time. It will be. And this year, during the construction season, Game Fish and Parks is working on an agreement with Corps to get permission to get on there and start working and updating it. They will take over management in October of this year, October 1st of 2000, and then those park license fees for game fishing parks will obviously go into effect the following year. And that really kind of tells it what it is. If you have any questions, I'll stand by for those and any comments you may have. I urge your support.
Further remarks, Senate Bill 29. Representative Koskin.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members of the House. Well, I rise in opposition to Senate Bill 29, and I do that because I'm concerned about the places for families to recreate in South Dakota. What this bill will do is take some of those places right now under Corps control, where you can go out and go on the beach for nothing and have a daily entrance fee. For example, the tail race right up here below the dam. You can go up there and put your boat in for $2 after this. It'll cost at least $6, if not $20, if I want to do it for the season. But I also would like to remind the body that may go up yearly because we have no control of those fees. So that can go up without our control. We have passed, a couple weeks ago, a bill that raised $350,000 for game fishing parks, goes into these funds. When we take over the Corps land, we get an appropriations from the federal government to control these, to operate these properties. I have not seen demonstrated why they need the money to do this. Again, I rise in opposition because I think the families need a place. If you live here in town, you say, well, I can just buy the $20 license and go out there. But there's a lot of places, a lot of people in the state that just recreate in one of these places a couple times a year. Once a year, they just go up to Pier or go to Gavin's Point or any place along there. Just go out for an outing for a day. And why do we have to continue to charge them more? About a third of their budget already comes from the general fund in the Parks Division. So they're already being taxed to attend those places they should be able to go to, and they're paying taxes for those properties to be able to visit our parks. It's not that they're not paying. Now we're going to ask them to pay again. Again, we took last year $1.3 million away from the counties, so the local people are going to have to increase. They had to increase their taxes to do that. We did the snowmobiles, boats this year. I just think it's premature. I would like more justification before we come in. Maybe the Corps should have kept the land if it's going to cost all the people in South Dakota more to attend our state parks. I just think it's a little bit premature. I again remind you, we do get federal dollars. It's not like we don't get anything to manage these. In my mind, don't think they need the more money to do this. Urge you to defeat Senate Bill 29.
Mr. Speaker.
Further remarks, Representative Brooks.
One of the handouts that you received, thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the House, one of the handouts that you received that Representative Duenwald was talking to you about lists the parks. If you look at that list, there are 35 in the middle column and the far right column that have no park fees. Those will remain with no park fees. The ones in the top section of column two are currently have fees by the Corps, and when those come under to the state, they will continue to have fees. And then if you look in the first column, you can see about the top 12 have fees currently within the state system, and there's 13 listed there that don't. The fees will be used to keep the places in proper repair with proper boat ramps and cleaning stations, etc. So I would ask that you support this bill. It's going to be needed to go along with this transfer, and we can do it more efficiently than the federal government can. Thank you.
Further remarks, Senate Bill 29.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think we need to remind ourselves here that these are typically user fees for the opportunity to have those recreation sites available and, for the most part, to put boats in on the old federal land, which will now become state land. The key factor is here we're doubling the access for South Dakota and non-resident sportsmen to come to this state and use our facilities. They're used to paying a fee when you back up to the original federal sites as well. And so if you're talking about what you're getting for your money in this state, where you could buy a $20 sticker, go into any state park anywhere throughout the year, you're getting a really good deal. The bottom line here is that somehow you have to continue to pay for the operation of these sites, and it's long been a standing practice that the users of those sites are more than willing to do so. And for the most part, it's those individuals who are either boating there or camping overnight. We are not limiting access, we're doubling our access, and I urge the members of this body to support Senate Bill 29.
Further remarks, Senate Bill 29. Hearing none. The question for the House then is the final passage of Senate Bill 29. Those in favor vote aye. Opposed, nay. The clerk will let the voting machine. Members will proceed to vote. This will take a two-thirds vote for final passage.
Representatives Michaels, McNenney, Putnam, and Shequin. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 55, nays 10, excused 5.
Senate Bill 29, having received a two-thirds majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.